The story of me is defined through those things that impinge upon me, that those things that are problematic. This is how we all know people whose, where you would say, who would they be without their problems? I'm sure you've met one or two. But of course, the question really, some have it more strongly than others. But everybody's sense of mind made self, a lot of the story of me is the problems of me that go into my sense of identity. And in many human beings, if you removed the problems, I'm in conflict with this situation and that's, and I'm not much would be left of their sense of identity. If you remove the conflict out of the mentally constructed story, the story collapses. What's not much left without my enemies, without my ex-wife and ex-husband, and whatever things, without the belief that the world has treated me unfairly, which surely is the truth. Without the belief that I didn't make it, something prevented me. So there is a need in the structure of the mind to be in opposition with something or someone. This is the mind-made self is looking for the next thing to be in opposition with. A human being or a situation or a place, anything will do, because, and that is one of the mind patterns that is very, very frequent, very common mind pattern when you are totally identified with the self is complaining about something or someone in the head. If you're very alert, you can catch yourself complaining a lot of the time. And looking for the next thing to complain about. Where's the stain in the carpet? There. That shouldn't be there. Why didn't they remove that? They should have done something about it a long time ago, shouldn't they? Don't you agree? Oh, yes, yes. It's dreadful. They are just awful. Yes, of course. Every time you complain, you've made something or someone wrong. A situation, a person, a place, the weather,